You're listening to SBS News.
Command and start. 2-1.
Jeff Bezos, the founder of Amazon and the world's richest man, soared 107 kilometers above the Texas desert aboard his company Blue Origin's New Shepard launch vehicle and returned safely to Earth.
And touchdown!
As you get Blue Control, Bezos, best day ever!
Yeah!
Oh, you're not fine. Copy, everyone. Go ahead and remain in your seats. Crew member 7 is on their way. Shortly, you will hear the capsule off-gassing.
It's the second suborbital flight in as many weeks, heralding a new era of private commercial space tourism. Afterward, Mr. Bezos thanked Amazon's customers and employees for making the flight possible.
I want to thank every Amazon employee and every Amazon customer, because you guys paid for all of this. So, seriously, for every Amazon customer out there, and every Amazon employee, thank you from the bottom of my heart very much. It's very appreciated. And, you know, now on to how it felt. Oh my God! My expectations were high and they were dramatically exceeded.
Mr. Bezos and his brother, Mark Bezos, a private equity executive, were joined by 82-year-old pioneering female aviator Wally Funk and 18-year-old recent high school graduate from the Netherlands, Oliver Damon. Ms. Funk was one of the so-called Mercury 13 group of women who trained to become NASA astronauts in the early 1960s, but was passed over because of her gender. She thanked Mr. Bezos, who she calls sweetheart, for inviting her to fulfill the dream of flying to space.
I felt great. I felt like I was just laying down. And I was going into space. And I want to thank you, sweetheart, because you made it possible for me. I've been waiting a long time to finally get it up there. And I've done a lot of astronaut training through the world, Russia, America. And I could always beat the guys on what they were doing because I was always stronger and I've always done everything on my own.
Teen Oliver Damon, who was fascinated by space as a child, became the fourth Dutchman to go into space after his father, Joost Damon, the CEO of a private equity firm in the Netherlands, paid an undisclosed amount for the seat. The teenager was set to fly on Mr. Bezos' second flight to space, but instead was moved to the first flight after the initial passenger, who'd paid $28 million for the seat, backed out of the flight due to a scheduling conflict. Upon returning, Oliver rushed into his father's arms as soon as the space capsule hatch opened.
Caitlin, you ready? Family, are we ready?
During a post-flight press conference, Oliver Damon said it felt natural to be up in space.
It was so amazing to see it from above and to move around. Like, yeah, I totally agree. It feels so natural, like almost like we should be doing this. And I hope that we are one of the first, and let's hope that many, many more people can do this. Because this experience you should share with more and more people. It's so amazing.
NASA is encouraging the use of commercial companies for space missions after the successful flights of Blue Origin and Virgin Galactic. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki hailed the presence on the flight of Wally Funk, saying she's America's new sweetheart.
First, I would say the United States is the first country to have private companies taking private passengers to space. This is a moment of American exceptionalism. That's how we see it. So NASA is excited to see these achievements. Our charter requires that the agencies seek and encourage to the maximum extent possible the fullest commercial use of space. So we certainly support these endeavors. Wally Funk is now on my list of people that I would most like to meet in the country. She's America's new sweetheart.
Jeff Bezos flew to the edge of space with American aviator Amelia Earhart's glasses, which she wore on her flight as the first female to cross the Atlantic solo in 1928. She set many other records, wrote best-selling books about her flying experiences, and was instrumental in the formation of the 99s, an organization for female pilots. Miss Earhart vanished on the 2nd of July, 1937, and was then declared dead in January of 1939 at the age of 41. At the time, she was attempting to become the first woman to fly around the world. Mr. Bezos paid tribute to Miss Earhart.
These are Amelia Earhart's goggles, the ones she flew across the Atlantic with, solo. And you can see she put tape over them to kind of have less light come in, because it was just so bright all the day and she was flying for so long. And they're just, I like to think that if Amelia were here, she'd be very, very proud of Wally.
For Monique Caceres, who drove for hours to pick up her nephew and take him and her two sons to watch the rocket take off, it was a thrill.
Yeah, I think they were really excited. They didn't know what to expect, and they were wondering kind of why we were going. But I think now, after seeing it and hearing those booms, I mean, I got chills. I think they did. And it's just so exciting. Like, we're going to go. Next, we're going to see SpaceX.
Miss Caceres hopes her boys and their cousin could one day pay to go up in space as well when the price of a space ticket goes down.
Yeah, maybe they could go on one. Maybe it's $10,000. What if it's $10,000? You know, who knows? I don't know. $20,000? They could do that when they're in their 50s. I don't know, but I really feel like they could do it. Or they might be going to the moon and to Venus. Why not?
Miss Caceres may be right. As Jeff Bezos says, the road to space tourism has now been paved, and the sky is no longer the limit.
We're going to build a road to space so that our kids and their kids can build the future. And we need to do that. We need to do that to solve the problems here on Earth. This is not about escaping Earth. Every time I read an article about people wanting to escape Earth, no. The whole point is, this is the only good planet in this solar system. We've sent robotic probes to all of them. This is the only good one, I promise you. And we have to take care of it. And if you go into space and see how fragile it is, you'll want to take care of it even more. And that's what this is about. We have to take, and this is going to take decades, this is a big vision, but big things start small. And this is how it starts.
Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.